The play is called Blame It on the Wolf, and I think you probably know the story. I think there's some connection with the Three Little Pigs story. And Sandy Hallett is here, and Sandy is with South Park Children's Theater. Hello.
Hello.
Are you? And you've got quite a cast here. Is this every cast member?
Unfortunately not. There's about 21 in the cast, and we have 13 with us today.
Well, that's still quite a few. And in order to give everybody a chance to hear every actor that's here today, you've been careful enough to select three scenes, some of which feature some of the actors, each of which features some of them. But when we hear them all, every actor will get a chance to say hello. Now, after we do each scene, I'd like the actors to just stay near the microphones for a second, and we'll get to know your names, and then we'll introduce the second scene and do the same thing, and then the third scene and do the same thing. So can you set up the first scene? What's going to happen?
Well, the wolf has been on trial for eating Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother.
Oh, okay, so now there's a trial involved.
Yes, this is a jury scene, and they're in the courtroom. This is the scene three of the first act, and the wolf is interviewing the three pigs. So the pigs are being called to the stand, and this is how we're going to start.
So the wolf is a lawyer here.
No, the wolf is the defendant.
Oh, the defendant, but he gets to interview the three little pigs. Okay, so here we go. This is a scene from Blame It on the Wolf, South Park Children's Theater, and the play, by the way, is running through July 11th.
Thank you, Iggy the Piggy. Do you have anything else to ask, Mr. Wolf?
Yes, Your Honor. I would like to call Squiggy and Moe to the stand.
Officer 1, please call Squiggy and Moe to the stand.
Officer 2, please call Squiggy and Moe to the stand.
Officer 3, call Squiggy and Moe to the stand.
Officer Squiggy and Moe to the stand.
What do you think I said outside your brick house on the day of questioning?
I thought you said, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow you into another galaxy.
Well, I thought he said, my hands are rough. Can I borrow some moisturizing lotion?
I thought he said, I'll have a BLT, hold weed.
On whole wheat.
Whole wheat, hold mayo.
So you admit that you really aren't sure what I said? I intend to prove that sometimes we don't hear
Mr. Wolf.
Clearly. Some people don't pay
attention. Mr. Wolf, please make your point.
Judge, with your permission, I would like to explain that what really happened that day I met the three little pigs.
All right, Mr. Wolf, but make it snappy.
That was scene three.
Well, let's meet everybody, and please step up a little bit closer. Who's our first? You were in that scene. What's your name?
Peyton Ferris.
Hi, Peyton. And Peyton, you're somebody in your family sent you an email. Sherry Ferris, who I'm guessing might be your mom. Said, you guys are great on stage. I'm especially proud of Mackenzie, Peyton, and Max. Are Mackenzie and Max here, too?
Yeah, there's
okay.
Max.
Okay, there's Max, and there's Mackenzie. Very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody, Peyton?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Okay, well, go ahead and make sure you're sort of pointed up. You don't have to just sort of look up as you're talking. Go ahead.
I'd like to say hello to my grandma, my grandpa, my friends Josh and Libby, my nanny, my dad, and my dog Chewy.
Excellent. Sounds very good. Hello, Chewy. We'll have to have Gracie and Mimsy, my cats, get together with Chewy sometimes. Who else? Let's talk to you. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. And how old are you?
I am 16.
I didn't even ask Peyton how old she was. How old are you, Peyton?
11.
And where do you go to school?
Chartres Valley.
And where do you go to school, Tiffany?
South Park.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
There's everyone in my family and definitely my boyfriend, Joe.
Hi, Joe. How long have you and Joe been girlfriend and boyfriend?
Almost a year.
Almost. That's a long time. That's a very long. How did you meet?
In a church.
Very nice.
St. Valentine's Church.
St. Valentine's Church. Interesting. We're going to keep an eye on you. That's an omen, you know. That's a good thing. I'm just teasing. What's your name?
My name is Kirsten Haddix.
Hi, Kirsten. And how old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 12, and I go to school at Hillcrest Christian Academy.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yes, I also have a lot of people I want to say hi to. I want to say hi to my uncle, my aunt, my Aunt Tony, my Aunt Yai, my Uncle Ricky, and all my cousins out there. And I'd also like to say hi to my brother that just turned 10, and my other brother, and my parents who drove me here, and and my awesome friend, Abby.
Very good. Oh, hi, Abby. Abby's right here. What's your brother's name?
My brother who just turned 10's name is Zachary, and my other brother who is 7 is Jonathan.
Oh, it's nice that you remembered them along with the 100 or so other people you said hello to. Who else was in that scene? We have you, and I know we have you, so come on up. And what's your name?
I'm Justin Abraham.
Hey, Justin.
I'm 12, and I go to Carlo.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
Just my family and some friends.
So you're at the school on Carlo's campus?
There's a middle school at Carlo.
I didn't know that, because I know there is a preschool, there's an elementary school. I didn't know there were no
There's an elementary school and a middle school together.
Okay, I didn't know that. How do you like it there?
It's a nice school.
That's great. Anybody to say hello to?
I said just my family.
Oh, you did? Just your family? Okay, very good. And then we've still got the wolf, and come on over. If a voice falls and there's no microphone, it doesn't make a sound. So what's your name?
I'm Jeffrey. I'm 12. I'm homeschooled.
And
I would like to say hi to my dad, my mom, just my family pretty much.
Oh, terrific. What grade are you in?
6th.
Excellent. And finally, we've got, we've got two more. Okay. It's your turn. What's your name?
My name's Maggie Dokmanovich.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I just want to say hello to my mom, my dad, my dog, my two cats, and my three sisters, my grandma, and that's pretty much it.
What's your dog's name?
My dog is named Rosie.
So Chewy and Rosie, have they met at all? Chewy the dog and Rosie the dog?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll have to arrange that. and then we finally have the actor who's right behind you. Do you want to say hello? And
okay. Hi, I'm Ryan Harding. I play the judge. And I'd like to say hello to my two best friends, Alexa and Courtney, my mom who drove me here, my dad, my grandparents, and my cousins, Tyler and Brooke.
And are you in school now?
Yes, I am.
Where do you go? What grade?
I'm a senior at Upper St. Clair High School.
Excellent. Do you know what you plan? You're a rising senior, so you've got some time. Do you know what you might want to do after?
I am planning on majoring in film and television.
Excellent.
Yep.
Very good. Now, we have another scene, and I'm going to turn again to Sandy Hallett. If you're just joining us, this is South Park Children's Theater, and they're doing some scenes from their current production, which is Blame It on the Wolf. And Sandy Hallett is about to tell us what this next scene is going to encompass.
This is scene 6, and the woodsman and woodswoman are looking for Hansel and Gretel. And then we have the entrance of... I'm going to let it be a surprise.
Okay.
And then we'll tell you afterwards. And after that, we have Hansel and Gretel called to the stand, and Witchy Pot Pie becomes involved with getting them to come into their candy house.
Okay. Once again, here are members of the cast of South Park Children's Theater's production of Blame It on the Wolf.
Hansel! Gretel!
Gretel? Hansel?
Children, where are you?
They're nowhere to be found. What shall we do? Oh, this is my fault. If only I hadn't been so greedy about the firewood, I should have never sent them alone into the forest. What shall become of them?
Now, we shall find them. I know every inch of these woods. I won't stop till we find our dear children. Their legs are small. They couldn't have gone far. Unless...
Unless what?
There are lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
And witches and demons and evil spirits that come out in these woods at night.
Oh... My poor children, what shall become of them?
Don't worry, we shall find them.
It's falling, tomorrow you'll be crawling under piles of clouds and sky. It's frightful, appalling, there isn't any stalling. How I wish these wings could fly.
I'd fly away above the sky, on Venus I would live. The moon would be my neighbor and there'd be no one to give the word. It's falling,
I tell you that I'm bawling.
This news of doom I will be spreading near and far and getting vague.
very tired. I wish I had a car.
A car. Seriously.
It's falling. Tomorrow you'll be crawling under piles of clouds and sky.
Look at that candy house.
It looks good enough to eat.
It's making me very hungry.
Let's take a small bite. No one will know.
Who's nibbling on my house?
What was that?
Who's nibbling on my house?
I'm sorry, Hood Woman. We're lost and haven't eaten a thing all day.
We are very hungry. May we eat your doorpost?
Okay, that's the end of that. Those were Chicken Little, Turkey Lurkey, and Henny Penny, all worried about the sky falling.
All together, and a little homage to the Wizard of Oz, too. And Mackenzie and Peyton and Max, Dad, sent yet another email saying how good you sounded. Let's meet whoever was in this scene that we have not met yet. And that means you. What's your name?
Well, my name is Owen Taffin. I'm 7 years old, and I go to Hillcrest Christian Academy.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes. My dog, Billy, who's deaf, and my friend, Zach, has just lost his first tooth yesterday.
Oh, that's great. Great. Do you know what he did with it, Zach?
I guess he put it under his pillow for the tooth fairy.
That's what I would do, I think. It looks like you got a few missing teeth, too.
Yeah.
Do you?
I was missing my two front teeth since I was two.
Ah. Well,
And finally, my first one's coming in.
Congratulations. Well, that's good. That's important. That's great. I like your shirt, too. You've got the official Blame It on the Wolf shirt on. Who else shall we meet? Come on forward, please. And then we'll have our final scene. What's your name?
Morgan Torsha.
Hi, Morgan Torsha. Where do you go to school?
Chartiers Valley.
And what grade are you going into?
10th.
Who would you like to say hello to?
My family, Mrs. Ferris, who drove us here, and my mom needs to stop taking pictures.
Okay, she's out there taking picture after picture. I was wondering what that was. I was hoping it was lightning so we could get a little bit of a relief from the rain. No dogs in your family?
I have a hamster.
Okay, what's your hamster's name?
Slick.
Slick, very nice name for a hamster. And we've got two more folks to say hello to, and then one final scene, I think. What's your name?
Max Ferris.
Hey, Max Ferris. I have a question for you. Do a lot of people call you Max Ferris instead of just Max? Do they say like, hey, we're going to have Bob, Jim, Lisa, and Max Ferris over? Does that, because those names really go together very well. Max Ferris. No? No? I'll bet it happens. My name was always kind of like that. How old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
Chartiers Valley.
Another Chartiers Valley boy or girl. I know you're a boy, but I mean, we had girls before. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
My family, my dog, my two cats, and my mouse.
Oh, you've got a mouse? What's your mouse's name?
Lenore.
Lenore the mouse. Very good. And who haven't we said hello to yet? Come on forward. What's your name?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. How old are you?
I'm 10.
You're not a Ferris, too, are you?
No.
Okay. There's only 3 Ferri here, is that right? 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And who would you like to, or where do you go to school?
I go to OLG.
OLG, which is Our Lady of Grace?
Yep.
Got it.
Nice.
Cool. OMG, OLG. I didn't know these things. Who would you like to, go ahead.
Sorry. And I'd like to say hi to my mom and my dad. Because they helped me a lot, and my friend Kirsten.
Excellent. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Now, out of all the actors here, who has not had a chance to say hello yet? So let's have you say hello before the final scene here. Come on forward so we can meet you, and then we have one more scene from the play, Blame It on the Wolf. What's your name?
I'm Mackenzie Ferris.
Hi, Mackenzie Ferris. I knew there must be one more. Is Ferri the correct plural, or is it Ferris's? You're old enough that I can say, tell us about the wheel. Any connection to the Ferris wheel?
No, not at all.
No. Wouldn't it be nice? You get like royalties for every revolution of the wheel if George Ferris was there. It'd be pretty neat. Where do you go to school? Chartiers Valley, right?
Well, I did, but I'm going to be a sophomore at the Ellis School.
Oh, excellent. Ellis is awesome. Were you there last year, too?
No, this will be first.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
It's a transition, huh? But it's a great school. What are your interest areas?
Like science and technology and math.
Great. We're doing some work with Ellis in the tech area. Maybe we'll see you there. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I think Pete and Max got that covered.
What a diplomat. That's well done. Lenore the mouse and the cats and the dog and everybody else. And finally, hi. There's one more person to say hello to. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, I can hear her just fine. What's your name?
Mary.
And how old are you?
I'm 5, 6.
And did you just have a birthday? What day is your birthday?
June 9.
Oh, that was pretty soon. And where do you go to school? Are you going into first grade or kindergarten? First grade?
Memorial and Marin Tree.
Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening? Okay. All your friends and family are probably in our midst. Well, we have one final scene. I'm going to turn to Sandy Hallett and ask her to explain what this next scene is all about.
This scene introduces Little Red, whom you just interviewed, and to the courtroom scene, and then it segues into her mother, Big Red, whom you also interviewed, reminding her to stay on the path and not stray. So here we go.
Very good. One last scene now from Blame It on the Wolf, South Hills Children's Theater, and the production, South Park Children's Theater, and the production takes place right at the edge of South Park, and it runs through July 11th, and here we go.
Officer 1, please call Little Red Riding Hood to the stand.
Officer 2, please call Little Red Riding Hood to the stand.
Officer 3, call Little Red to the stand.
Officer 4, Little Red Riding Hood, please take the stand. Do you promise to tell the truth, only the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you Mother Goose?
Yes, I do.
Aww. That wolf ate my grandma. He came to her door and ate her up. I always visit her on Thursdays. Last Thursday, she was gone. The wolf must have eaten her up. I say, x-ray his stomach and look for her bifocals.
I never even met your grandmother. I'm going to explain what really happened that day.
Now remember, daughter, go to grandma's with this basket of goodies and do not stray from the path. Do not talk to strangers. Do not pick the flowers. Do not speak out of turn. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 and don't count your chickens.
Did somebody mention chickens?
Or turkeys?
Or hennies?
Come and see the rest and see who, if the wolf gets in trouble or not.
Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. You sounded great. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you, South Park Children's Theater Company. And the play runs until July 11th. You hear us Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.